Friday again, and on Friday on Culture File, we like to turn the tables on one of our guests and ask them to tell us about not what they're making, but what they're consuming. And this time it's the turn of mezzo-soprano Tara Erocht to share with us her Culture File likes.
My name is Tara Erocht, and I'm a mezzo-soprano from Dundalk. The book I just finished was Once, Twice, Three Times in Aisling by Emer McLysett and Sarah Breen. That's the third book in the series. I have loved every one of them for many reasons. I think as an Irish person, it's so, so funny because the details are perfect. They're really perfect. And then all of a sudden you turn the next page and there's this really poignant moment and you find yourself on the S-Bahn in Munich crying, or, you know, it's really beautifully written. It's so brilliant. And I thought, oh God, yeah, they're so great. Like really Irish and focused at Irish people. And then last week, I was passing a coffee shop in Munich and I seen somebody reading it in German. And actually, it really translates, which is gas to me altogether. They're brilliant. If you haven't read them, go out and buy them. All three of them, absolutely brilliant. So the last film I seen was Little Women. I'm not sure what I was expecting when I went. I think I went with a little bit of trepidation because I really didn't want it to be like an insult to the last film. It was spectacular. I was drawn in from the first line. It was absolutely brilliant. I know it's probably a strange thing to say that you're proud of somebody you've never met, but I was bursting with Irish pride watching Saoirse Ronan. She was spectacular. She was incredible. And I believed from her first breath that she was Jo. It was just absolutely spectacular. I don't know how they did it, but the relationship between the sisters was so tight. It was absolutely amazing. I loved it. I loved the costumes. I loved the camera work. I just thought it was absolutely spectacular. And I was drawn in from the first second. What was really funny was it was only myself and my mother. We were the only two in the whole cinema. And we adored it. We went quite early one evening. I urge everybody to go and see it. Her Oscar nomination is so well deserved. So well deserved. She was incredible. TV series on a comedy factor. I binged watched Grace and Frankie on a flight last week. I laughed the whole way from Toronto to Dublin. I'm sure I disturbed absolutely everybody on the flight. It is spectacular. I would urge anybody that's going to watch it from the first series right through, but it's absolutely brilliant.
Okay, stand back. I'm about to lose my shit. Sir, can we get some cigarettes over here for crying out loud?
Do you not see me? Do I not exist? You think it's all right to ignore us? She's got gray hair.
I got an amazing present at Christmas time of the compilation of the best recordings of Brigitte Fassbender that Deutsche Grammophon re-released for her 80th birthday. I study with her, so I suppose it's a little strange to say that this was a shock for me, but it really was a shock. I thought I knew everything she had recorded, and I really didn't. And some of these are so interesting because they span the entirety of her career. So the earliest recordings already in her early 20s, everything opera, symphony concerts, Lieder. And it's incredible. It took me about 3 days to go through all the albums, but my God, the artistry, and to hear somebody grow and change, mature, both vocally and obviously personally, because some of the repertoire is repeated, but it's like hearing it for the first time. It's totally different. That was a real game changer for me. It was spectacular. I am quite a foodie. It's something I enjoy and something I search out when I travel. My big trump card over the last couple of months is that I was in the Helena Rose in the Connaught Hotel in London, and that I did the tasting menu. It was absolutely spectacular. It was mind-blowingly brilliant. And rather than picking any drink, the pairing was spectacular. But for me, the winner of the whole evening was a chocolate liqueur called Noah. It was absolutely incredible. Incredible. So for about the last 6 years, I've always worn La Vieille Belle from Lancôme, which I have to say, I love the Julia Roberts advert for now, where she walks through this fountain and all these lovely diamonds and all sorts of things. It doesn't do that for me, but still, nonetheless, I like how it smells. To me, it smells like late spring. like I feel like the end of Tulips and the start of Roses. It's quite sweet, but it's late spring, still not summer.
The likes of Tara rocked there. Don't forget, you can now find and follow Culturefile on Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts and all the world's other podcast apps. Coming up later this evening, we'll have composer Dave Flynn's various answers to the Bruckner problem and minimalist reworkings from Dublin ensemble Glasshouse. That's all in the Culturefile Weekly, coming up just after 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.